Could the 2025 Guardians look like the 2024 Tigers? Ain't dead yet. Have the 30th ranked strength of schedule. That's last in the league, meaning that there's a lot of winnable games in the second half after the All-Star break. Home Run Derby tonight. We'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Can you blame Andrew Berry? Can you hold him accountable for this with Quinshon Judkins?
I say no, not in the sense that I've seen people doing it. Like, to do the math that I think Mitch was doing earlier in the show, which is, and I've seen the memes and I've seen all the accounts saying that 2 second-round picks in 2 years. This one has nothing to do. This one is totally different than the Mike Hall situation. And I say that because Mike Hall, according to Albert Breer and some other NFL reporters, there were warning signs. Not the case with this.
You have said, you have asked the question before, can we take risks as a franchise? We are in a position where we can't take risks on guys. I didn't think he was Quinshon Judkins was not a risk.
This seemingly wasn't. Now look, any player you take, like, okay, Justin Tucker.
It's any job.
You know, that's we can't account for every single one of these players and who makes the decisions they make once. You know, once they're in the league or once they have money, of course, again, that doesn't really apply here.
That depends. I mean, if the Ravens know, then what are they? Well, I mean, really, what are they supposed to do? If the Ravens knew, then there might be some sort of a protocol that you find out about the allegations. I don't know what he did or didn't do, but if the Ravens know about it, I don't know if there's a responsibility that the Ravens have to alert somebody. Of course,
yeah, but we're talking about drafting guys. Yeah. And whether or not they have character concerns.
I mean, once
like the Eagles can get away with it, right? Like they took somebody fell to them because of character concerns.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we always, I think we always know that the more talented you are, you know, teams are going to be willing to put up with more. I do wonder, like, overall, and this is not, again, a Judkins question because we didn't know this. Nobody knew this. There was no reason to think there were warning signs here. And we don't even know if he did anything wrong yet. Like, let's be honest. We have to wait for this to play out. I want to be fair to him and the accuser. Like, let's wait for this to come out. They obviously knew each other. They obviously had a relationship. So, you know, those things can get very murky. I do wonder if we are past the point. Like, do fans in general care? Do they even care anymore? Whether or not players have, you know, prospects come out of college and have any kind of black marks on them.
Oh, I think they do. I think
they
do.
Yeah, if they're good. Like, I've heard people say,
it's not about,
and this isn't even a prospect, like Deshaun Watson, you know, it's easy now because he looked like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. But if he were getting the Browns to the AFC Championship game, would anybody care
about
the accusations beforehand?
They care about availability. I don't think it's a moral issue. I think for some, but for the vast majority, it's not a moral issue. It's up to the NFL to do whatever they want to do when it comes to morals. But I think when it comes to availability, that's what they care about. So if, like, you knew there were a bunch of red flags on a player and you still took that player high and then that player was all of a sudden going to give you a lot of problems, well, if you're an organization like the Philadelphia Eagles, you can get by with that. If you're an organization like the Browns where everything's under the spotlight, then you're going to be in a lot of trouble for that. Because I wouldn't hold Andrew Berry accountable for this specific situation. I won't hold Andrew Berry accountable for this specific situation. But it gets lopped onto everything else that's happened over the last 6 years. Like, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and then I'm going to get the phones here. Xavier P. on Twitter, of course you can blame Berry. We blame him for everything bad. Anything good is ignored. It's like blaming him for Shador speeding twice. Well, in the end of it, he gets the blame for this because he's the general manager. The other part of it is, how many things can I really count on that he's done great? What can I count on that he's done exceedingly well so far?
JOK.
JOK, which was unfortunate for him, but JOK was a good one.
JOK was a really good draft pick.
DeJuan Jones in the fourth round, but I got to take away a little bit of credit because you drafted Jedrick Wills in number 10 overall. And who's DeJuan Jones replacing? So, yeah, you got a fourth round guy there. He's replacing a guy that you drafted in the first round.
And look, Martin Emerson looked like that was going to be a great draft pick, and then he had a really, really rough, you know,
jury still out? Okay, yeah. So I got one guy where it's unfortunate, but give him credit for it. I mean, JOK. I got a jury still out guy, and I got a guy that, yeah, I would give you credit for, except he's replacing a guy you drafted in the first round. So there's only a couple of things I can be rosy on. And while it's not fair, and I will probably correct some callers on a Browns Monday after a loss this year, when they start to rifle off all the bad things that have happened under Andrew Berry and they get to the Quinshon Judkins thing, I'm sure you and Lima will go, you and myself and you, Lima, will go, well, you know, I mean, there was no red flags about that before. But we'll also say, but I get what you're saying. There's a lot of things to go against him. Because there are. There are. So it's not fair to put it on him. Unless we find out later on in this, maybe we find out by tomorrow morning, oh yeah, there was all sorts of red flags on Quinshon Judkins. But I didn't believe there were, and I don't think anybody else does as of right now. So if there were no red flags on it, okay, well, an adult's an adult, and he's got to stand for his own decisions. He got to answer for him as well. And so Quinshon Judkins will have to answer for him. It sucks because as fans, you will also have to answer for him, regardless of what happens in the court of law, because I think that once these things happen, you don't put yourself in a good situation. He'll probably be punished by the league just for not being in a good situation. 216-474-0092. And because it's going to be a run-heavy offense, whether it be the 40-year-old veteran, the guy who's off the scrap heap, or the two rookies, it really affects what you're trying to do offensively. This is terrible for the Browns. Terrible.
We were sitting in our living room.
216-474-0092. E in Cleveland. You're first up on the fan. Hello. E. E.
Hello.
Hi, go.
I'm sorry, it's Steve. I'm sorry, guys.
Nicely produced. Go ahead there, Steve.
Listen, Andrew Berry is responsible for everything that happens in that building. Good, bad, or ugly, you get paid to do that. And it's their own fault because of their track record. Their track record was Watson, Hunt, Hall, and now Jenkins. Yeah, Jenkins may be one of those odd things out that you couldn't
Judkins,
see.
Judkins. You
know
what
is Jenkins do?
Judkins. And when it, well, wait a minute. Hold on now. For Andrew Berry, okay, he answers to it because the guy was a bad player, but as far as I know, since Deshaun Watson has been here in Cleveland, there hasn't been anything off the field.
Yeah, but the thing is they try to outsmart everybody in the league, and they take these big swings at things, and guess what? When it doesn't work, then unfortunately you're held accountable. I'm in management, and if I made some of the decisions that affected my company, I would get released. So that's what you get paid for.
I mean, ultimately, Steve, while I don't want to agree with you, I have to, and thank you very much for the call. Again, this stacks up against him at the end of the year. Fair or not, it stacks up against him at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, if this thing snowballed and, you know, it turns out the NFL takes this very seriously and it ends up going bad for him and he gets suspended for like half the year, you know, yeah, of course we'll say, yeah, another Andrew Berry draft pick, but it's not that Andrew Berry like didn't do the work on Judkins. Like sometimes players, you know, have things happen in their lives or they're responsible for things that happen in their lives.
I think though it's gonna
if there were no warning signs though, I'm not gonna blame him for taking a guy that he should have seen coming. He should have seen something off the field. Because, you know, we ask every time we draft players, especially high, you know, we ask what are the pros and cons of these players? And like the difference between Mike Hall, there was some stuff in his background. We didn't necessarily know about it, but there were some NFL reporters who knew some things. And then, okay, then you can say make cost benefit analysis on that. In this case, that wasn't any part of the track record of Judkins.
So I think that in the grand scheme of it, when this is all done, while I don't want to hold it against him, it gets held against him. Whether it's fair or not, and it's not fair. And so for them, what makes this even more difficult, he ain't signed yet. And it might, if I'm thinking about this now, which I am obviously, then does this make it more likely, like if I'm Quinshon Judkins, it's like, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen here. He seems like he has a good lawyer, the guy with what he said. I mean, there is some plausible doubt. As of right now, just from what we heard, there's some doubt there, but you'll have to hear the prosecution at some point on this, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a domestic case. There's always going to be two sides to a story.
Ask, is he allowed to leave the state? Is he allowed to leave the state while this bond is going on?
No, to Florida?
I think we're
going
to find that out today. I think
it's a misdemeanor, right?
Yeah, because if he's allowed to leave the state, if I'm Quinshon Judkins, I'm like, I don't know what I know they're holding out for guaranteed money. It's like sign the contract and get to work. Get in the building, get to work, and try to move on with this. Wouldn't that be the case?
Yeah, and like in the Mike Hall situation, there was a gun involved. That's not the case here. So correct. Maybe that's the difference between whether he gets put on an exempt list. Like, remember that.
Mike Hall also pled no contest.
Yep.
Because if I'm him, it's sign the contract, get into the building, because he should be. Mike Hall's incident happened in the state of Ohio. I don't think there was any sort of problems with him traveling for a road game in a game that he was, like a preseason game that he was participating in, or a joint practice on the road, which they had it at home last year, their joint practice. Now they're having two on the road. Is he allowed to go with his team? Like that all has to get settled here eventually. Because to me, it's like, okay, get in, sign your contract, get to work, and then we'll see where this goes. Because you still need to be a part of this. Whatever they're doing, you still need to be a part of this organization. And then move on from there. If you end up getting suspended for, how many games was it for Mike Hall? Was it five games? If you end up getting suspended for five games, then damn it, that's how it goes, and we'll all deal with it. And you are held accountable for it. You'll lose money because of that. But if you end up getting suspended, fine, but you need to get him in the, he needs to get in the building. He needs to start working. He needs to get his face in front of everybody and try to do his best to, because I don't know what's happened, and it's innocent until proven guilty, so he needs to get to work while they deal with these allegations. And this misdemeanor charge, 216-474-0092. I think that that's going to be in his best interest. If he's not allowed to leave the state of Florida for whatever reason, then I think you got another big problem on that, because it's okay when you can't legally get him into camp. When are you actually going to ever be able to get him in? Because if they could do this, if they do this in 5 weeks, okay, that's right before the season starts, but the NFL is going to have their say, and then he's still going to be behind because he can't be a part of the offense. And for the Browns, am I going to give a fully guaranteed contract to a guy who just got accused of this the other day? No matter what the facts say? Does that go against the Browns? Does that make the Browns look bad if they give the second year or the second round fully guaranteed contract, or they come together on a contract here as these guys start getting signed before camp? So if they're fighting over fully guaranteed contracts and they get them or they don't, whatever. Less money but guaranteed, whatever it is. Do you look worse doing it? I don't know. Because I can still see where a lot of people go, well, the Browns are giving away fully guaranteed contracts to guys with these allegations. They're simply that. They're allegations. And I still have to field a football team, and I still drafted him to be a part of this team, and he needs to get to work. So this is even muddier than it.
But you do know a coach is always, regardless of innocence, guilt, whatever, however plays out, you know what a coach always is going to say. Hmm. He's going to tell the players every time, don't put yourself in positions. They always say it. They always, the minute Kevin Stefanski got that text.
But I think that's a lot easier said than done.
Well, sure. But especially with athletes. Athletes who are about to have money. Maybe not have the money yet, but athletes are going to have money. They tell these guys every single time, be careful who you surround yourself with and don't put yourself in volatile situations. And coaches are not going to sit there and wait to hear testimony. Like he's already annoyed. Kevin Stefanski's already annoyed. Regardless of whether he's totally innocent, mm-hmm. and this is the biggest fraud being perpetrated against an athlete in the history of, you just know that Stefanski saw that text that he got and said, "We told you guys, because you know they told the guys."
216-474-0092. Anthony Kastrovitz going to join us here in 5 minutes. Could the 2025 Guardians look like the 2024 Detroit Tigers? That's at 9:21 on the Fan.